So as always, taking our postures for practice, planting the feet nicely on the earth, taking that unconditional support freely given, really connecting with feet planted, and bottom evenly balanced in the chair, or on your cushion if you're at home, or bench. And gently pulling up through the torso, perhaps possibly rotating the shoulders a few times to help straighten the back. And help lift the chest. Also just feels good. And then letting the shoulders come back and down. And just enjoy that little lift to the chest. And softening down through the arms, from the shoulders, softening the shoulders down through the arms to the hands. Really releasing, letting go all through the body as you are able. And then bringing some attention to the neck and head, evenly balanced. And letting the eyes be soft and downwards, and the jaw released. And connecting too with a little bit of a smile at the corners of the eyes. Possibly imagining the image of a smile in your mind's eye to help you with this. Someone or something that makes you smile. And then gently turning up the corners of the eyes, the corners of the mouth. So a soft, gentle smile. Breathing into the smile. And letting the smile go down to the throat, the chest, the belly, as if the whole body is smiling. Breathing into the smile. And so our posture and the posture with the smile are wonderful ways to help us connect with the present moment through body, and to do so with a spirit of welcome. So adding in whatever other intentionality you need to bring to the practice. Intentions to practice being present through body, through the instructions. And to do so with some openness of heart, with the friendliness of the smile. Continuing to connect with breathing. Just breathing in, breathing out. And possibly even emphasizing these first few breaths. Having a nice full inhale and really allowing a releasing, a letting go through the exhale. Slowly releasing the exhale. Enjoying the release of the whole body through the exhale. And then just letting the attention rest in noticing breathing. just as it is, however it is. Paying attention to the qualities of breathing. Some breaths long, some short, some wide, some narrow, some rough, some smooth, some very relaxed and loose, others are tight. There's no correct breath to have. Letting the little smile at the eyes and corners of the mouth, letting that brighten the awareness and help us to continue fostering the spirit of friendliness and welcome as we attend to breathing. Having interest in the qualities of the breathing. Always remembering that the qualities of the breathing are reflecting what's happening for us, our overall experience. So the breath, for example, may be tight or rough, shallow, when there's some anxiety, some fear. And soft and relaxed when we're feeling softer and more relaxed. When the mind spins off into thought, the breathing will change. And that can be very interesting. And just another way of helping us really recognize what's happening, to appreciate whatever clinging we may be engaged in, whatever holding on tightly may be happening. So we may possibly notice that the mind is holding on to a collection of thoughts, a thought stream, and the breathing reflects this. Or the mind is holding on tightly to a pleasant experience, a pleasant sound or body sensation, or just sitting in awareness itself. And we can get tight around this, tight in our breathing. So too, we can notice when unpleasant experiences arise, whether of sound, mind, thoughts, emotions, body sensations, and we can notice that we may be caught up in aversion. And this is yet another form of clinging to an experience other than the one we're having. And so we can notice this by noticing the breathing. So too, we can notice what happens when we let go. When we let go of the thought stream, when we let an emotion just kind of come and go, body sensations come and go, sounds come and go. When we're letting be and letting go, we can notice how this feels, noticing the readout through the breathing. We'll now move into a meditation on letting go. And I'll be deriving parts of the meditation from Jack Kornfield's book, The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace. So he quotes Ajahn Chah, who was one of his meditation teachers. And Ajahn Chah is famous for saying, "If you let go a little, you will have a little happiness. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of happiness. If you let go completely, you will be free. If you let go completely, you will be free." Jack Kornfield goes on to say, one of the essential tasks for living a wise life is letting go. Letting go is the path to freedom. It is only by letting go of the hopes, the fears, the pain, the past, the stories that have a hold on us that we can quiet our mind and open our heart. We do not need to fear letting go. We can trust the courage and vulnerability of our heart to meet life as it is. We can rest kindly where we are. As we let go, the tender ground of honesty, healing, and love will carry us through the ever-changing world. And he goes on to say, to remember that letting go does not mean losing the knowledge we have gained from the past. This is important. The knowledge of the past stays with us. To let go is to release the images and emotions, the grudges and fears, the clingings and disappointments of the past that bind our spirit. Like emptying a cup, letting go leaves us free to receive, refreshed, sensitive, and awake. Also, it's important to remember that letting go is not the same as aversion. This is a common misconception. He says, aversion is the struggling to get rid of something. We cannot genuinely let go of what we resist. This is crucial. We cannot genuinely let go of what we resist. What we resist and fear secretly follows us even as we push it away. To let go of fear or trauma, we need to acknowledge just how it is. We need to feel it fully and accept that it is so. It is as it is. Letting go begins with letting be. So in the first half of our practice, we were focusing on noticing those places of holding on, places of clinging, aversion. Also noticing how it felt to let go and using the breath as a guide to sense that. So Jack Kornfield goes on to say, when we learn to let things be, they gradually lose their power. They cease to disturb us. As we allow what is true, space comes into the body and mind. We breathe and soften and come to rest. And accepting it, we become free. Then we can ask, do I have to continue to replay this story? Do I have to hold on to these losses, these feelings? Is it time to let this go? The heart will know. And so it's important to appreciate that there's an, as he says, an organic cycle to letting go. And we'll feel it as a wisdom that knows it is time to move on, to release the past, tenderly return to the present. When we let go, we return to an honest and simple openness. So connecting now again with body breathing, just as it is. Bringing a kindly attention to body and breath. And now bring into awareness a story, a situation, and the feelings and the reactions that you're sensing it is time to let go of, or at least start approaching letting be as it is. And I recommend, if this is a really new practice for you, that in terms of severity, you practice with something that's just a 2 or a 3 out of 10, 10 being extremely severe. So this would not be the time to practice with trauma or a very significant loss. So we have to do our scales before we play Chopin. You know, we have to hit rallies across the tennis court before we go to Wimbledon, this type of thing. So let's be kind to ourselves in this practice. As best you can, naming gently what it is, especially connecting with the emotions, sadness, anger, grief, fear, anxiety, disappointment, betrayal. And now letting go of the story. So the story is a wonderful gateway to what we need to let go of. The people, the places, the situations. But now just let the story go into the background and attend to the emotions and the emotions as they are felt in the body. This is crucial. Allowing these emotions space to be, breathing in and out of them where you feel them in the body. And with each exhale, you might possibly, not necessarily, but possibly feel some sense of release. And you could even whisper as a bit of a mantra, letting go, letting go, or letting be, letting be. Holding the emotions as felt in the body at the front of your mind. Letting them be, letting them go. It may possibly help to place a hand over where you feel the sensations, or over your heart area, or both if that's possible, without twisting yourself into a pretzel. Just really connecting where you're feeling these emotions and connecting too with that heartfelt approaching. And without complicating it too much, you may even possibly find it helpful to have a bit of a smile as you approach the difficulty, the pain, and entertain the idea of letting go. How about that? Letting go, letting be. Sensing how the feelings can be released, just like water draining out of a bathtub. Feeling release through the body, perhaps. And now directing your mind to imagine a future where this situation has been completely released. So a leap of imagination here. Imagine what it would be like for the situation to be completely released. No longer an issue. Sense the possibility of freedom, of innocence, of ease. And then trying on again, letting go, or letting be. And as the painful emotions resurface, as they usually do, you could even experiment with saying, I've let you go. I've let you go, without being in aversion. So sometimes that's where letting be is more helpful, because that's just a deep acceptance. Ah, these feelings are here, and I will let you be here in this moment with an intention to ultimately let you go. Whenever the strong feelings resurface, it's as if we have an inner bow to them. Ah, there you are, feeling you in the breath, in the body. And I've let you go, or I'm letting you be. With each breath, just repeating the words, letting go or letting be. Taking another half minute with this, and then bringing yourself back to your center in your breathing. And just being with the breathing as it is, letting go of the phrase, and just noticing how the breath is now. Maybe softer, maybe tighter. Maybe deeper, more shallow, just letting it be as it is. Message from the heart. And finishing off by smiling into the breathing just as it is.